Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination, with your host Paula Granquist, is brought to you by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts. And now, Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination.
95.1. The One.
Good morning, this is Paula Granquist, and you're tuned to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination. Thanks so much for listening to the show that celebrates all things creating and stories. We're having another zany day here, and I'm super glad that you are here to join us as we celebrate all things creating and stories. And I had planned to play a little music here and see if I can pull that file up just a second, and so that you can hear it. And oop, that's not going to be the one. And it's a tune by Louis Armstrong. I didn't know this one, and it reminds me of the old days of radio. And so let's see if we can get that. Oh, here it is. Great. Perfect. So, oop, not that one. This one. Here we go, folks. This is Louis Armstrong. Thanks a million. It's from the movie back in 1935.
Thanks to you for everything that love could bring. You brought me these tender love words you happen to say is hidden away in memories. Okay, now mama, thanks a million. I remember too the tenderness that your caresses taught me. You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million to you.
So much to Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. That was incredible, and I appreciate you listening to that with me. I found that this week, and it just made me smile. It was that sound and that music and that voice that takes me back to those early days of radio and jazz clubs and nights out dancing. And I listened to the tunes of the days way back when, and it makes me pause and sink into the music, I imagine. Or maybe it's just fantasy that the times back then were simpler. Is that true? Has the world changed, or have we changed? Everyone back then must have had days when everything went wrong. They must have had days when the hustle and the bustle was too much. There must have been news of the world that dragged them down. I ask again, has the world changed or have we changed? I had one of those days the other day where each mishap of the day was followed by another mishap that demanded attention. Some days what happens in the world feels unbelievable and the weight of the future sags my spirit. And maybe I've had a few more of those heavy days than I can stand over the past few months. But this feels like we're in the middle of a something. And maybe something's shifting. Has the world changed or have we changed? And I'm learning that where we put our focus matters. So I want to thank Louis Armstrong. I thank him a million for singing about what matters. One of those lines in that song was to each tender love word you happen to say is hidden away in memory's bouquet. And I really thought that was a beautiful way to phrase it. So thanks for refocusing the moment in time. And thankfully, the music hasn't changed. The joy of gratitude has not changed. Our dreams live and we have memory bouquets. We are loved and the world will be okay. So thank you for listening, and we've got lots to be thankful for today on Art Zany Radio. I am thrilled today to be able to bring into the studio some guests from the Northfield Arts Guild upcoming production. Oh, joining us is Pauline Jennings, the performing arts manager.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
Absolutely, thanks for having me.
Of course, I'm super excited to hear all about what's upcoming at the Guild. Yes. Also joining us, Marie Gary from the production of the Northfield Arts Guild's one-act comedy, Christmas Thieves.
Yeah, and I am so happy to be here because it happens in the little town of Yule, Bunyan County, USA.
Are you method acting?
No, I always talk this way.
And also joining us, I think this is your first visit to Arts Zany Radio, Troy, Barkmeyer, and you're also in the production that's happening at the Arts Guild, so thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's start off with you since you're brand new and tell our audience a little bit about yourself and your connection to the Arts Guild, this production, acting, holiday shows, whatever you want to talk about.
Okay. Wide open mic. Wow. Okay. Yes. I live here in been living here in the Northfield Dundas area since 2001. I've worked at Carleton College doing computer work that whole time. I have been, this is, I think, will be my fourth production with the Guild. I was Lazar Wolf in Fiddler on the Roof in 2017, I think. And before that, I was Gaston in Beauty and the Beast. And before that, I was in Noises Off.
I wonder why we pick for those roles.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's radio, so you might have to share a little something.
Oh, are you or talking about the long curly locks?
Yeah. And or maybe folks will just have to wait until they come to the production.
Yeah. And so in The Christmas Thieves, I am playing Bjorn Gundlarsson, who is the owner, manager, DJ, general operator of WCHZ-FM, which is Bunyan County's only continuous polka music station.
All right. Is it based off of anything real?
Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I grew up in New Prague, so yeah.
It is.
K-Tech.
I've spent some time thinking about it. It's, you know, we're on the radio talking about a show that is about a radio station. We're on a small town radio station talking about a show that's about a small town radio station. So, as far as trying to figure out, you know, where it is, and I've been living here in Minnesota for 20 years, and unlike Marie, I haven't actually managed to get to adopt a real solid Minnesota accent. It hasn't quite kicked in yet.
He's working on it.
Yeah,
though,
I am. I'm trying real hard. But for the show, you know, I'm trying to put it on a little bit. It's unclear whether it's actually Minnesota, possibly Wisconsin. It's WCHZ, so you're on radio, so you know that this is that the dividing line
the
is in Mississippi,
in the
right?
Yes.
Yeah, so but we've got W's up north too, so could be anywhere here in our sort of general area.
Well, and one thing Rich told me this morning, just for everyone to know, I'm super excited about this, that the KYMN is one of the sponsors for the radio part of the production.
The music part of
the show. Yep,
we have three sponsors for that. I mean, basically, everybody that's sponsoring the show is sponsoring the whole show, but we're setting it up so that each music group in the beginning, and we'll talk about that a little later, is sponsored by somebody downtown. It's very cool. We have a lot of people involved in this show.
Yeah, it sounds really exciting. And it's coming up very soon. It's at the Northfield Arts Guild starting December 6th, which you might think, wow, that's a really long ways away. Uh-uh. It's
not
like like a week away. It's going to zip by. If it's anything, I can't believe it's already the 22nd of November right now.
And it's coming up faster than you think, too, because next week we only have 3 days, right? And then it's Thanksgiving and all that goes along with that. And all of a sudden you blink your eyes and it's December the next week.
I know. It's amazing. It's
on Sunday.
I know. It is. And so those shows are Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 2. I bet you can get tickets online right now.
You can. NorthfieldArtsGuild.org.
Perfect. Marie, let's hear a little about you. Last time you were on was in October for poetry. And so you're on now for acting. So you are just an amazing arts supporter and celebrant and participant.
Yeah, plus I can talk funny fast.
And you've done some radio stuff with 50 North, too, when you guys did some radio plays.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us how you got connected to this one.
Well, it was actually, I auditioned because I thought it would be a lot. I auditioned because I thought it would be a lot of fun. We're still having trouble here.
Oh, then we'll get the mic to.
We're just gonna get lined up.
Yeah, there you go. You're good. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It's just a microphone.
This should be televised.
Maybe not.
Okay. When I auditioned as a lark because I thought this would be a lot of fun. And I said I would audition for Rosie, the mayor, because I've never been a mayor. I've been a dog. I've been a duchess. But I've never been a mayor. And then I get the news from Pauline, you have the part of Rosie. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, what did I just do? And it's the whole play is somewhere between a delight, and you can't stop laughing.
Yeah, it really is.
And Tanya Legvold, besides being the director, is absolutely the best laugher in the whole world.
That's got to be good for rehearsals.
It is. And Kate Stewart is not in. She's not doing our costumes. A woman named Larissa is doing our costumes. But Kate is there, and Kate is the only woman I know. And this might help you out with the front door. Kate is the only woman I know who can manufacture a lamp out of a clarinet. And the lamp works.
That's astounding.
She's in charge of props.
Aha.
It's on Bjorn's desk.
I want to see that.
Right next to my ice fishing trophy.
I'm a fan of the clarinet. And, of course, if you're doing polkas, that is exactly what you would have on your desk. This is a very exciting. Tell me, Pauline, folks have known you. You've been on the show before. But how did I don't know that the Arts Guild has had a holiday show like this before.
Not like this. Okay. Certainly not like this. Because this is we put this together piecemeal a little bit. But there have been years that they've had a Christmas show in their season, but not for a long time. And so I kind of wanted to bring that back with this being my first season that I programmed. I like holiday shows. And then we wanted to kind of put it early so people can get it before people get really, really busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to, can I take us back just to explain the setup for this show?
That's perfect.
So, We chose Christmas Thieves in our theater committee who looks at plays and programs a season. And somebody Libby Walker actually brought this to the committee, and she said, I saw it. It's absolutely hilarious. And the rest of us read it, and we all agreed that it was absolutely hilarious. In that Minnesota or Midwest, upper Midwest, kind of way that you guys, you, if you're listening to me, you know what I'm talking about, that with the accent and the things falling apart and the polka and all that kind of stuff and the lutefisk references and all these references that you in the audience will totally get. You betcha, you know. So what happens in this, so it's a one act, and so it's 50 minutes long. So that's not, I didn't feel like that was long enough for a
show.
Well,
after all, we are in flyover zone.
I guess we could have gotten away with it. But so we decided to add holiday music to the first half. So the first half is three groups playing different holiday music, and then we go have intermission, and then we go into the one act. And this play is about a small town radio station that's going under, and so their last ditch effort is to bring in some of those pro actors from England and have them come and do a radio show, and during which they would have a telethon to raise money to save the station. Well, they weren't supposed to do something, and they did it, and which ended up that the actors could not come and do the show. They fell ill
due to lutefisk.
What was that?
Due to lutefisk.
That's how you say it.
A lutefisk related incident.
Exactly.
Many, well, so some then, folks can relate.
Exactly. And so then all the people at the radio station have to get together, learn the British accent, and put on the show. And I'll tell you, I was at auditions, and I've been at many auditions, and I have never belly laughed during auditions. It is very cleverly written, don't you guys think?
Yeah.
That's
the writing
fabulous,
is great.
Yeah. And so that's the second half of the show. Yeah. You were just about to introduce to us. Tell us what happens. So folks will come to the theater and at the Northfield Arts Guild Theater.
Yep.
And the first half is
music. So I decided to get three different groups just to have some variety, and they'll do like three or four songs each. And the first group is me. I decided that I wanted to be on the stage at some point in time this year, and I only really had time to do this. So I enlisted my singing partner, Barb Piper, who we do a Simon and Garfunkel show together. So we really blend well. So we're going to do a couple carols, couple songs, Christmas songs, as well as the feature is her song called Festive Frivolities, which is just... The music is based on carols, but she wrote new words, and it's hilarious. It's just fabulous. Oh. Plus, we get to sing it, and you know, to be funny and sing is just my happy place. And then after that, we have the Page Family Singers, and this is featuring Virginia Page, who is 12 years old, and she's a dynamo. She's like a triple threat. She can
people
dance.
May know her parents, Nathan and Lori, right?
Yeah, they're both psychologists in town, and they put on a show with her, and the three of them will be doing some more with a classic Christmas songs, and featuring Virginia and with her parents supporting her, and she's just, gosh, she's just an incredible performer. So that's a special thing, really, to come out and see. And then we have from the Hotspot, Martha Larson, along with Brian Johnson and Helen Forsyth, banjo, cello, and guitar, doing stringed instrument songs along with three-part harmony. So it's going to be fabulous.
Oh, fun. Yeah. How fun. I just saw Martha with Bad Mamas at the Grand, I believe it was, for the celebration of the, I'm going to get Bose Strings and Contentment. I hope I've got the order right of that name for their orchestra concert. Yeah. And she was playing the guccello.
Guccello. I don't even know that.
She had a strap and had her cello like a guitar. It was amazing. So I don't know if she's doing that for this show, but
you have to come and find out. They're all such fabulous, fabulous musicians. And I do want to say that that portion is, each group has a sponsor, and those are By All Means and Graphic Mailbox, KYMN, and Sketchy Artists. So thanks to those people who are being a part of the show.
Yes. And so that is, that folks will get for one ticket all of that entertainment.
Yes.
And it's happening for two weekends, right?
Yep.
And folks can go to northfieldartsguild.org. I have a feeling this might be a quick selling show, that folks are going to want to get their tickets early rather than waiting until the night of the show to decide to come.
I would highly suggest that. Sales are quicker than they are usually, sooner than they are Mm-hmm. So, yep, absolutely.
Folks want to do that again. Folks, thanks for tuning in. This is Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination. I'm here. We're talking about the Northfield Arts Guild Holiday Show with Pauline Jennings, Troy Barkmeyer, and Marie Gary. And we want you to know to get that on your calendar. It's Fridays and Saturdays, December 6th through the 15th at 7:30. And those same dates on Sundays. But there are two Sunday shows then?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, because Sunday shows are kind of nice if you don't like have to drive from far away or... don't like driving at night.
Don't like driving at night. That would be a lot of people, definitely.
So that's those. I was surprised to learn those sell out like fast, the Sundays.
Yes, they do. They're the fastest selling, and then Friday, and then Saturday. It's a weird thing, phenomena that I have witnessed since I've had this job, and I don't get it. But
no,
yeah, folks, get your tickets now.
Exactly. We live in a town with a lot happening, so you're going to want to put that on your calendar to make sure that that's happening. So let's talk about a little bit about the show and you know, who else is in the show and what. Tell us about the other characters in the show. You want to start with us, Troy, and tell us a little bit about the setup of things. What are we going to discover at first about this radio station?
Sure.
Besides the all polka music.
Yeah, all polka hits all the time.
Any polka dancing in the show?
Possibly.
Okay.
There may be some small amount of polka dancing. Depends on how much time I get to practice.
Are you taking lessons?
Whether my Arthur Murray lessons finally pay off or not. There will be some bits of polka music here and there, because we are on a radio station, but the monitors go in and out.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually really fun just being in the show about radio. I did radio when I was in college, both for our college station as well as KELO-FM in Sioux Falls. And so it's fun to be behind the mic again. But I'm behind the mic now as Bjorn Gundlarsson again, who's desperately trying to save his failing all polka, all the time station. And I'm assisted by... Madge, who's played by Barb Piper, who is the one who makes everything happen. There's always somebody there who's like doing all the things that need to happen.
Every single hat.
Yes, wears every hat in the place, right? And also has a job elsewhere in town. Right, yeah, this is not even her only job. So she's a very busy woman.
Plus, she is the best horsewoman ever.
What do you mean by that?
Never mind. Come to the show.
You'll have to come to the show. Also assisted at the station by the rather taciturn Mac. Mac is the engineer, the studio engineer, who handles all of the electrical and sound equipment, the audio equipment.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
played by Q.
Vocabulary is, yep.
Yep.
This is becoming a familiar thing.
you're recognizing next character somehow,
yes,
somewhere there, Paula.
Somehow.
Mac is played by Q Vicaire, and this is her first time down here. She's in her 20s, I believe, and going to school at Normandy for theater.
Normandale.
That's what I meant. What did I say? Normandy?
Yeah.
Yeah, over in France. And she's commuting from France. So, yes, Normandale. And so we are so pleased to have her join us.
Oh, exciting. Yeah, it's her very first Guild show. So I'm glad that she's coming on stage. And it sounds like a great cast.
We have playing the station's premier sponsor and the closest thing we have to the bad guy in the show is Mr. Saltzpeter, who is played by Dan Steffens.
Yes, and Dan was just in a production at the Guild, right?
Yeah. Henry Higgins.
Yes
in My Fair Lady. Mm-hmm. I saw that show, and I loved what he did with that part and how he did the music, and it was just extraordinary. So
he was so lovably hated by the audience, right? You just love to hate him kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
So
hoping he won't be typecast because he's a little bit like that in this show too. Also fun is the fact that he's a person who's sort of holding my checkbook because he's my sponsor for this thing, and he is actually my boss in real life too. So that's a fun.
Oh.
That's a fun
like for real.
Yes, like for real. He's my supervisor at Carlton. Yeah. So,
oh, yep. So you got to be on your toes in all kinds of ways.
That's hilarious. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That makes it a small town production,
yeah, I 100%.
Think. And that's incredible. Mm. And Marie, you've told us a little bit about Rosie, but what else should we know about Rosie? She's the mayor.
Rosie was elected as mayor, and she takes her position seriously up to a point. Mostly because being mayor of Ewell, it doesn't take a lot of time.
How big is Ewell, do you think?
Oh, it's about the size of Allendorf, Iowa. 36 people, maybe.
So I guess Northfield is not, that's a big, Northfield's a big town.
Yeah. Right, right.
Northfield would be like New York City. But Ewell is big enough to have Versland's Cafe, which is not the best cafe, and you'll find out more about that when you're there. They have an interesting side dish, grease.
just lard? Is that what they call it on the menu?
And Mac gets that line.
Okay.
Which could stop the show. It's so funny. Rosie wants the station to succeed, just like she wants Versland's Cafe to succeed. And so she'll do anything she can to help this telethon, call-in-a-thon, work.
Well, a town without a radio station, I can't imagine that.
That's right.
We got to save the radio station.
Right, right, because this is our entry into the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the other world that we either want to be part of or we just want them to know that we're here and this is what we do. I love to switch accents because I grew up in Mississippi.
I didn't know that about you. Oh.
Oh, there are several things you don't know about me, Paula.
I imagine there's probably more than a few.
So accents. We got the Minnesota or Norwegian.
Honey child, I could talk to you all day.
There you go.
I like that. Yeah, me too.
And I use that once.
Mm.
And I have to convince somebody that it's... Tanya thought of it. It wasn't my idea.
Well, so that's really a lot of fun to think about all of those different accents. And it's a comedy. And so even as we're talking about it, right, we're laughing. Right. I want to hear about how it is to perform that and how you figure out, like, how to deliver your lines and get to, you know, with each other so the audience still hears what's happening and how you're working on that. I think that would be the hardest part of doing a show like this.
In order to speak with a regional British accent, Bjorn sends Mac to the library to take out all the books she can on dialectics.
Wonder how many there were in that library.
There were a whole bunch.
Oh,
a surprising number for a small town library.
One for each of the 36 people in town.
Well, it wasn't big, but it had a lot of books on the British accent. So there's a part where we're learning that before we go on the radio to be the masterpiece players. And that's where things
devolve.
Well, they evolve with Darwin would not like this if he were writing about it, but the accents evolve with a few mistakes. Right. And one of the accents is the rhotic R in
dark
becomes dock. so then we start to drop the R's, and then large becomes large. And there was a large mansion, and there was a large table, and then underneath this is, and I'm a 14-year-old lad, Hubert.
You're playing that for the radio play.
Yeah, it's radio. People might not know. You are not a 14-year-old.
Now, that wasn't fair.
So you from what I'm gathering, you, how are you keeping all this straight? You have like 15 different things that are coming across.
You know, I'm good with everything except my lions.
Well, I love that they rope in the mayor to do this radio show because they're replacing the actors that got sick from the lutefisk. They're replacing them to do this radio show, and that they get the mayor to help by playing a 14-year-old boy.
And that's when Barb Piper, who is Madge, makes the horse go with the sound effects, which I have my part to read, but I don't think anybody's going to hear it because Barb is so funny that and she's so enthusiastic.
Well, how are you finding that? Because have you done a lot of comedies before? Or this one feels like it's just extra zany.
It is. I mean, of all the things I've done, it probably reminds me the most of Noises Off. Because it's a play within a play, mm-hmm. right? So you're mm-hmm. watching a play about people who are putting on a play. And that is exactly the thing that happened in that, you know, that's what that story's about as well. In addition to the different accents and, you know, flipping back and trying to put on a slightly Minnesota/Wisconsin accent for when I'm my normal self, when I'm Bjorn, and then the British accent for the characters, the Masterpiece Players is like a fairly large troupe of British actors.
That's right.
And there are three of us. Four of us. Well, one who's primarily doing sound effects, and then three of us who are doing most of the vocal stuff. And there's eight or nine characters in the story or something like that. So we're each playing multiple characters as well.
So that's how it happens that you guys have all of these different things to learn, and the timing of that must just be a hoot. Try to get to stop yourselves from last. I suppose you have to go through a few rehearsals where you just laugh your way through it, and then like, you can actually do the show.
I was in Noises Off as well, and that's the one show that I've been in where in my whole life where people belly laughed through the whole thing. And I mean, we added like 15 minutes to the show for holding for laughs. And I couldn't, in rehearsals, I couldn't stop. And so my director took me after one rehearsal and just laid into me and yelled at me and scared the bejesus out of me. And so I stopped laughing in rehearsals. And he put that on as an actor himself. He knew that would get me to stop laughing on stage. But that's what kind of show this is, mm-hmm. that they will have to hold for laughs because, you know, it's like guffaw. Like you hear it, you go, oh, right? So, and I want to say about the sound effects, it's like the old time radio shows where all the it's not electronic sound effects. So Barb is over there. If it's a piece of ripping paper, she'll rip a piece
she's
of paper.
She's actually got a
right?
table with.
And she has to do some animal sounds that we're not going to talk more about because people have to come to the show to see.
Okay.
Well, really only one. Well,
different.
Two. Yeah.
So
that's fun for an audience to see.
Yes. And the door opening and closing and teeth chattering and all that kind of stuff. So that's fun too.
It sounds like it's a family show, right? Like you can bring everybody.
Yeah.
I think so that's a nice thing too, to have a holiday event that you can bring grandma and the kids and everybody can come and have some laughs and get entertained with some songs and kind of catch the spirit a little bit. I think we need a little bit of that laughter. Let's see, what else should we talk about the show? Yes, we do have, well, and that's not the only thing going on for the Arts Guild either, because there's, even before that happens, we've got a show, the concert this weekend.
Right, exactly. So CVRO, Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra, has a concert this weekend on Saturday and Sunday at 3 o'clock called Bonjour, Musique of France.
Is that how Paul's going to say it?
I don't think so. That wasn't very good. And so on Saturday, it's at St. John's Lutheran here in Northfield at 3. And then on Sunday, it's down at Merciful Savior in Faribault, the Cathedral of Our Merciful Savior in Faribault. Tickets are $15 at the door. And the CVRO, as probably all of you know, is conducted by Paul Nimestow. And Bonjour features an all-French program with Danse Macabre by Charles Camille Saint-Saëns.
I'm so glad you're doing this and not me.
I looked them up. I did. It's selections from Carmen Suites, instrumentals from Carmen Suites by Georges Bizet and Symphony in D Minor by César Franck. And Danse Macabre, it tells the story of a relationship between the violin and Satan. So how exciting does that sound? And it features our concertmaster, Philip Stoltzfus. Playing some solo lines in that. And so, and then along with the Carmen Suites, you know, CVRO has about 40 musicians from all over the area, Red Wing, Owatonna, Faribault here and beyond, Farmington. And so it's really, really cool that all these people come together from the area. And we have many musicians that maybe joined for a while, but then their job gets in the way, and then they retire. Like Vicky Kane came back after she retired and is playing again with the CVRO. And what she says about this concert is that there's a remarkable range of emotion in the music, from the softest, most tender passages to majestic brass sequences that are sure to shake the rafters. And so she encourages people to come out to the show either at St. John's on Saturday or at the Cathedral of Our Merciful Savior on Sunday, and to support live music, because it's a way to hear music in a community, and there's something different about that than in your headphones. Mm-hmm. Really, really important things happen in rooms like that.
Yeah, so. And both spaces are lovely for concerts.
They are.
And
yeah.
Folks don't need to get tickets in advance.
Nope.
They can come directly to the show. Suggested ticket price is $15.
Yep.
Folks can give more if they'd like.
Oh, always. Always. Absolutely.
And so to support all the things that go into putting on a concert, whether that be getting music or sometimes, you know, transportation of the instruments, storage of the instruments.
Absolutely. We pay for all that and repairing of the instruments. And all of our musicians are volunteers. So how incredible is that? We have 40 musicians taking their time to rehearse and perform shows for people in the community. So we really thank them. The Guild thanks them for their time and their efforts and their talents.
It's exciting. I always love going to the shows. It's a nice way to sort of, like with the Louis Armstrong, just let your mind kind of settle down a little bit, get into the music, and kind of have a place that's, you know, a little different than, you know, the buzz of the world.
Well, exactly. I think that I know I personally need some escapism, and in a very, really good way. And these are two opportunities for you to do so, with the CVRO in a very much different way, uplifting communal music, live orchestra music, that you can really get into the mood for the holidays. And then you go to this show that absolutely is 2 hours of joy. You will leave with a smile, guaranteed. In fact, if you don't, contact me, because...
Well, I want you to say the name fabulous. Of the CVRO show one more time, because I just want to hear you say it.
Bonjour. Paula Grand Quiz. Hey, you have to do, I have to keep my mouth in that. A little bit snug. Vavavoom. Yes, come to the concert. Bonjour. And to Christmas Eves and our holiday music show in the beginning of December.
That's fabulous, because I think that it's lovely to have a place as town that has multiple choices for you to go to, and supporting those makes a big difference.
Well, it's the only way to keep the Guild going. And really, I think having the Guild in this community makes it very, very unique. There are very, 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 very few small communities that have, they might have a community theater, they might have a gallery, but to have classes and fine arts and performing arts all together in a size, a community this size, is pretty unique and makes this a really great place to live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree. So you can support the Arts Guild, northfieldartsguild.org. There's a number of ways to support the organization,
absolutely.
Not just by showing up and being an audience member, but being, you know, a contributor or a volunteer,
absolutely.
Or auditioning for something, volunteering to be a musician in a show, or any number of ways.
That's right. I bet these guys, too, are all the actors we have are volunteer as well.
That's right.
Every single one. All the rehearsals, they do it all for free.
What keeps you coming back to the Guild? Tell us, Marie.
I get to do all the things that my mother said I could not do when I was a child.
Perfect answer. And so that's a great way. And you can do it for your whole lifetime now.
I'm working on it.
Exactly.
No, my in my family, I was the oldest, and I still am. but my mother was lace curtain Irish, and lace curtain Irish and Roman Catholic together are an absolutely impenetrable wall.
Wow. Tell me a little more about that. I don't know what that means. I haven't heard that phrase. Yeah,
lace curtain Irish. Means there was enough money in the family. Her father was a doctor in northeastern Nebraska. And he made house calls. He took care of Native Americans, which made him a little bit. Some of the other medical people were not sure this should be done because, after all, they didn't have white skin.
What decade are we talking?
We are talking late 1800s.
Yeah,
early 1900s. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good for your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And when I
Well, that was her father, right? Your mother's father?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, your grandma.
Yep. Well, whom I never knew. We grew up without grandparents, all except for my father's mother, who had a stroke and was every day ensconced in her beautiful white satin nightgown and in a chair by the window.
Wow.
That was it.
Wow.
And mother had grown up as the youngest of four. Her father died when she was about three, but her mother was also lace curtain Irish and Roman Catholic and ruled the roost. So little girls did not do any of the following things, and the list was long. So there are many things that I never got to do as a kid I can do now.
If you could see the joy in Marie's face right now. Wow. I'm glad you shared that. That's not a phrase that I knew. And what an interesting family story, family history.
I wish that, and I hope I'm not overstepping here, I wish that I had thought to bring my copy of the poem that you shared with us. That Marie wrote a is a poet.
She's an incredible poet.
And
yes,
wrote a poem about, which she shared with us because it's about radio, and about radio shows.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell us a little about the poem? You don't, because I know you don't have it with you. So share a little bit about what prompted you to write that.
Well, as we're working on this, I went back to the mystery shows during the 1940s, and the shadow who knew what evil lurked in the heart of men, and the Whistler, and Monday Night Playhouse, where the door creaked, and then the after school, Jack Armstrong, All-American Boy, and Roy Rogers and his horse, and I thought, that's exactly what we're replicating as much as we can. And when I listened to scary shows, and I was really grown up, I was six, I would get home, grab the bedspread off my folks' bed, wrap myself in it, turn on the radio and sit there. And my mother would come by and she'd snatch it off my back and she'd say, put that back on the bed. And I would say, I can't. I'll be killed. I'll be killed by the gunshots.
On the radio.
And that was the beginning of the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Is how convincing radio can be that television can't do.
Right,
there is no imagination.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I could imagine all of this stuff going on. And so in 1953, when I was halfway through high school, my dad bought a television set. The magic, gone.
Mm. Interesting.
That I just saw an interview this week with a radio executive who was talking about how important the radio is for companionship. and that people feel close to the folks that are listening on the radio, and that there's an intimacy that is with the radio that's not with any other mediums. And that's why it continues to be one of the most popular ways of communicating.
Right, all the podcasts and how popular those are. And I know when I used to listen to, before I turned off all the news, I used to listen to three or four or five of them, and I really felt like I knew a lot about those one or two or three hosts on those podcasts and trusted what they said and believed, you know, and laughed at what they said and all that kind of thing. So I that's an extension of the radio, audio-only use of your brain.
Exactly. And so that's incredibly important. I got to ask Troy how it is that you keep coming back to acting and to the Arts Guild, and what is it that keeps you connected to that world?
Well, I have two answers to that, and they're both dad jokes.
Dude.
The first one is, it must have been Tanya's fault, because she and I went to college together at Augustana in Sioux Falls, and we were in a couple productions together there. And
I didn't know that.
Every so often, when there's something going on at the Guild that, you know, she wants, I get a phone call every once
will
in a while. Will you please come and audition for this thing? You know,
and she did say to me, "Oh, I hope Troy comes and auditions. I hope Troy auditions. I hope Troy will please let Troy audition." And I think it was like a couple days just before the audition date that finally, he signed up, put his name on the list, and we all celebrated. We were all, you know, dancing around. Yay! So
apparently they think of you as a polka guy.
Yeah. Or a radio guy, or a, you know, whatever. Yeah.
How about a great comedic actor?
Okay, that works. I mean, thank you.
You're welcome.
And then the other is a joke between, it's that I do a production every time just before, either just before we have a kid, or just after a kid leaves for college. And so if that holds true, I got one show left in me. So,
oh, gosh.
After this one.
I hope there's another reason to show up. Sounds like you're escaping. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Well, we're thrilled to be able to have you on the stage again. And we should mention, too, there was a note. It takes place in a contemporary setting.
Right.
So it's not old-timey radio. It's current radio, which we wanted to clarify that. But there's like a couple of props that you're looking for. You thought maybe you could mention to our listeners.
Thank you for remembering that.
Yeah.
A cheese head.
Cheese head, like the ones that the football games, right?
Yep,
the big giant.
Yep.
So
you
need one of those. And so, how do people?
If you have this, then email me, and my email address is pauline@northfieldartsguild.org.
Perfect, and can let them know. And there's one other thing too.
There's a thermometer. Can you guys explain what it's
large
like
wall thermometer,
old retro.
Like an advertising thermometer?
Kind of like you would buy now a neon sign with the name on it with maybe a clock or something, but you also have the advertiser with it.
So is it something that they would have kept outside or inside?
Inside, I think. I think it's inside. Yeah, because the set is all inside.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm trying to remember like what those look like. Like they're pretty big.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, if you have one, you know what they look
like. They're kind of like a tin sign,
yeah,
you think?
Yeah, like stamped.
And would have like, you know, Coca-Cola or something on it with a clock and a big thermometer on the one side.
If you have one, you know what it is. So
yeah.
Just let me know if you
get
do it. You'd like
to
let us use it. Yeah.
I'll check the used a bit.
I was actually thinking there's a couple shops in downtown Northfield that you might be able to track down something like that. But that's fun. People can help the show out by providing some of those. Because it takes a lot to put together a show, right?
It does. We have customers. We have people that help sew. We have light designers. We have light techs. We have sound designers. We have sound techs. We have set builders, set painters, artistic painters, prop master, actors, musicians, directors, producers, stage managers, on and on and on. And almost all these people are either completely volunteers or they get a very, very small stipend for helping us out. So it takes a village. It takes everybody. And if you do, please use that same email, pauline@northfieldartsguild.org. If you have any interest in volunteering in any of those ways, we would love to have you on board. We also need ushers for shows. So any of those kind of things, reach out to me, and I will put you on our list. I also wanted to mention that Tanya Legvold is directing Christmas Thieves, and I was crossing my fingers. Same thing with she was crossing her fingers to get Troy. I was crossing my fingers that she would direct this. She hasn't directed anything at the Guild because she was busy directing over in Cannon Falls High School for many, many years, putting on awesome, incredible performances over there. And she is no longer doing that as a job all the time, or every year. So she has some time to give to us at the Guild. And I'm so pleased because she's got, well, a great laugh, as you said, and also great comedic timing. She's an incredible actress herself. Mm-hmm. And so to have her talent and her eyes on this show is really also very special and a great reason to come to the show.
We
to
should
see her work.
Tell folks it's the holiday show. That's what you're calling it, right? The holiday
it's
show?
The holiday show plus Christmas Thieves. So it's two in one. The holiday music plus Christmas Thieves. So it's two in one. Holiday music is the first half and Christmas Thieves.
And all for the price of a single ticket.
It's yes. right. That's
exactly.
Right.
And those tickets are online at northfieldartsguild.org. Go to the, it should be right on the front page, or you can go to the theater page too.
Yeah, there's a button, if you scroll down just a little bit, that takes you to our ticket hub, and you can get all the tickets there. You can also come to our shop, 304 Division Street in downtown Northfield, beautiful downtown Northfield. And also come to the Fine Craft Collective, do some shopping, and then stop by our shop to do some more shopping and get tickets to the show. Or you can call 507-645-8877, whichever is most convenient for you.
Perfect. Lots of ways to find your way to the theater. You want to get your tickets early. Any last words you want to say about the show and what you need to encourage people to, you know, make a plan right now to get you know, reservations in?
Sorry. My wife is something. Listening, and she just texted me. She said, you know, we just sent two kids off to college this year. You could sneak in one more show. So, sorry, that's not exactly what you're looking for. But
that's so sweet. Hello, we're happy you're listening.
it is a great show. I'm having a great time, and we're if Tanya's any indication, we're getting a lot of laughs. And come on down.
Yeah, because you need an audience to laugh with you.
Absolutely.
Too now.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Marie, any last thoughts?
Well, I'm thinking there was a great Fred Allen line from Allen's Alley back in the 1940s. They're talking about going out for dinner. And Fred asked his guest, well, what did you have for dinner? And he said, pheasant under glass. And then he says, well, Fred, what did you have for dinner? And Fred Allen says, hot dog under Dixie cup.
And how does that relate to this show? I'm curious.
Is this more of a hot dog under a Dixie cup kind of show than it is pheasant under glass, would you say?
You'll have to figure that out, Paul.
I will.
Fabulous.
I look forward to that challenge.
I think that we will be laughing through the whole show, so yeah. Folks can join the Arts Guild at the theater for this. It's super exciting. I'm so glad you brought the story to Art Zany. And
thank you
really
for having us.
Thrilled that you can be here and celebrate with us and get people to, you know, do their part to support or volunteer or show up. You never know what you might discover if you put yourself out there.
And, that's right.
Become a part of the Arts Guild. So
we've had quite a few younger, which we're so happy for, because there's I'm speaking for myself a little bit, age demographic with the Guild. And so we've gotten some more young 20, 30-year-old volunteers, and that's so thrilling for us because we need to pass this all along at some point in time. So
yeah, because the Guild is 65.
We're 65.
And we hope to have another 65.
We will have another 65. I have no doubt about it. Absolutely.
Fabulous. I want to thank my guests, Pauline Jennings, Marie Gary, and Troy Barkmeyer. And thanks to your wife for listening. I appreciate that. Hopefully she'll tune her dial to KYMN 1080 AM, 95.1 FM, and be sure to be a great radio supporter as well. Folks, this is Paula Granquist. Thanks for listening to Art Zany Radio. I hope you always remember to add some Art Zany to your life and enjoy your imagination.
You've been listening to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination, with your host, Paula Granquist. Art Zany is brought to you each week by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault. The Paradise Center for the Arts is a vibrant cultural and artistic gathering spot in historic downtown Faribault. The Paradise is committed to offering high-quality visual and performing art opportunities for Faribault and our region. Regular events spotlight some of the best artists and musicians in our area and throughout Minnesota and the Upper Midwest. Our beautifully restored facility includes art galleries, classrooms, clay and textile labs, a gift shop and rehearsal spaces, in addition to a 300-seat auditorium. Visit ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org for a full schedule of events or call our box office at 507-332-7372.
Connect and experience art at the Northfield Arts Guild. Visit our galleries, arts festival, and take in a performance at our theater featuring a full season of dramas, comedies, and musicals. The Guild's gift shop showcases unique art from over 100 local and regional member artists. Come enjoy music from the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra or the 411 Concert Series. We invite you to explore your creativity in one of our classes. All are welcome at the Northfield Arts Guild. To learn how you can be a part, visit northfieldartsguild.org. Or call 507-645-8877.